Jerry Fountain, Jerryfountan, 10/31/61, today 7/7. This is a 63-year-old gentleman who saw Dr. Habadir on Saturday 7/5 with blood pressure out of control. He was started back on his amilodipine 2.5 milligram. His blood pressure is better. He says he takes it about 5 times a day, even though it's a little bit elevated here. It's always much better at home. The bottom number is in the 70s, period. Dr. Habadir also told him to go to the emergency room to get an issue with his left leg. He was having left leg pain, no swelling, redness, heat. He did go to the emergency room. The doctor at the Herman Memorial, H-E-R-M-A-N-N Memorial, told him that he has rather severe peripheral vascular disease. He already knew he had carotid stenosis and has referred him to a cardiologist whom he's going to see tomorrow, period. New paragraph. Jerry's not working at this time. He's retired. He's been married 43 years, has one child. He does smoke rather heavily, continues to smoke since he was 13, 14 years old. He doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, but he does drink beer, period. His colonoscopy was he did not have a colonoscopy, but he did have a negative Cologuard. Family history, coronary artery disease, stroke, high blood pressure, uncles, brothers, mom, dad, they all have had multiple strokes and multiple heart problems and MIs in the past. Medication, Norvasc, 2.5 milligram once a day. Allergy, none. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, not taking any medication. He was given something for his cholesterol and some kind of statin that made him feel bad, so he quit taking it, period. New paragraph, COVID immunization, none. Regular immunization years ago. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. His weight is 169. He's lost about 10 pounds, he says. He's still very active. He climbs trees and cuts trees and climbs fences. 97.9, 98%, 18, 68, 157 over 92. But again, the blood pressure is much better at home. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear with bronchi, abdomen soft. Lower extremity shows diminished pulses, neurological non-focal. There's no edema of the lower extremity, period. Assessment number one, hypertension, much better controlled at home. Number two, peripheral vascular disease. Number three, carotid stenosis. Number four, patient has an appointment with the cardiologist tomorrow. Number five, I gave him a prescription for Crestor 40 milligram, but told him not to fill it till the cardiologist sees it tomorrow. Number six, he might need a stronger medication for his blood pressure, even though his blood pressure is well controlled at home. Number five, he was given aspirin 81 milligram at the hospital. Number six, get hospital records. Next time is get the blood work from the hospital. Next time is he hasn't had any recent cholesterol. Next time is he did have 8 vials of blood taken from the emergency room, doesn't want to give any more blood at this time, and I'm going to wait till the cardiologist does that tomorrow. Next time is he does have BPH. Next time is PSA is in order. Next time is carotid stenosis. Next time is leg pain. Next time is arm pain. Next time is no sign of hydronephrosis noted on the ultrasound of his abdomen. Thank you.